Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the sixth day of Adar Sheni, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. One who says, Konam Peres Ha'elo Elai. He says, these fruits are banned like a korban for me. Konam Hein Alpi, or he says that they are Konam, they're like a korban, Alpi, for my mouth. Konam Hein Lafia, they're like a korban to my mouth. He has prohibited himself to have the fruits that are lying in front of him in any one of these expressions. Similarly, the same thing would be if he said, I'm banning like a korban the fruits of that suburb, of that street. He names a place. He bans the fruits of his friend Yankel upon himself. In all of these cases, they are defined fruits. He's limited to those fruits. But because he said the fruits themselves, Asur b'chilofein, he's forbidden if these fruits were swapped for other fruits or swapped for money, the money or the exchange also becomes Asur. Uvigidolein, and he's also prohibited to have anything that grows from these fruits if they were sown or they were planted, because since the person making the neder expressly stated in his neder the fruits, which fruits he's referring to, either that person's garden or that locality, etc., he makes them like hektish. And hektish, anything you exchange for hektish, has a din like it becomes osur as well, banah. And anything that grows from hektish is osur banah. But, says the Mishnah further, she'ani oichel v'she'ani toyem, but if he says, I'm banning the fruits that I will not eat, that I will not taste, by adding these words, that I won't eat or taste them, mutter b'chilofein v'gedolein. He is now mutter to have exchanges of those fruits, or something that grows from those fruits. Why? Because basically he only prohibited the actual fruits themselves, and when he eats the exchange of them, he's not tasting the fruits that he uttered to himself. He's not making these things like hektish, he's simply limiting the prohibition to eating and tasting from it. That's all. Now the truth is, even if he would have said peiros elu shani ochel shantoim, even if he would have had that in the sefer, he would have said these fruits. But by adding the words ani ochel, the ani toim, what the halacha is, he's limiting the what? He's limiting the prohibition to eating and tasting from it. Something that the juice or whatever oozes out of it is also, but not the exchange and not what grows from them. Continues the Mishnah, this is Bedover Shazarikol. What we say in the Sefer, that if he says, these fruits that I will eat, koinem peros, that I will eat, or that I will taste, he only asks the fruits, ichila, or by eating and drinking, or tasting, that's if it's something that you sow in the ground, and it'll totally decay in the ground, and a new plant, a new fruit will come out of it, new plants. But if it's Abel, if it's Bedover She'ein Zarekole, but if it's something that the seed does not decompose in the ground, like onions, that they keep on producing more and more, but the actual, the mother of the onion stays inside the Afilu Gidule Gidulin, even what grows, and you sowed it again, and it grows, and you sowed it again, it's all Asurim, all Asur to the one who made the neder. Why? Because in each of the cases, there's a bit of the Issur. The first Issur is still in mixed into it. The Gemara explains that when they say Asur, we'd say it's Asur Kolshehu completely, because Nedarim is one of those things that's Yesh L'Matirin. The neder has something capable of being released. A person can go and do a Hatos and Dorim. He goes to a rabbi and can get out of his neder. And the halacha is that anything you can get out of, that there is a heter for it, I feel a bit elef lebottle, even in a thousandfold, a thousand of hatcher cannot be mevatel something that's also, if that thing of also can be got rid of by a neder. Mishnah Zayin. A Mishnah continues talking about laws of exchanging fruits or food, or what grows out of those fruits after you've sown it, when a person made a neder not to have anof from his wife's handiwork. And we're talking here about a case where a husband had prohibited on himself the produce or anything manufactured by his wife or any reward that she gets for her wages for doing work. Or he said to his wife, Koinim yodaych alayla masayim, that I hereby declared anything you produce will be like a korban to the one who makes them, i.e. to Hashem. In such a case, the neder will be chal. Neder will apply. And Amish is going to tell us that even if he designates his fruits, the fruits of some other person, to make them also to him in a neder, it's like saying Koinim peres ha'elu elai, as we said before, and therefore he would be also to have exchanges of those fruits, or even if they planted and then grew out of the plant, they'd be also as well. Ha'emel ishta Mishnah Zayin. A person who says to his wife, Koinim ma'isa yadayich alai, I hereby declare that anything you produce is banned like a carbon for me. Or he says, Koinim hein alpi, or Koinim hein lefi. In each case, he's ushering the actual work of his wife, any produce. Whatever he should produces or prepares for him will be also but not. Well, in such a case, also b'chalafein, says the Mishnah, he's also if he exchanges or swaps the work of his hand for money or for fruits, he's not allowed to benefit from that money or fruits. Uvigidulein is also to have a nah from anything growing from a tree that his wife had planted or sown as well, or from fruits that grew from the pips or fruit that he had bought from the chalifin. Sheini oichel sheini time. But if he adds these words and he says, I'm making banning the produce of my wife, that I will not eat or taste, then by adding those words, he's now allowed himself that he can have benefit from what the exchange of the fruits or what grows out of roots, because by adding these words, it comes to limit the prohibition to eating the foods that his wife prepared. But if he's swapping the foods, that's not a problem. If he grows and sows it again, it grows again, these are not a problem, because he's not tasting the original fruits that he made also to himself. As the Mishnah goes on to qualify, this is, of course, bedavar shezari kola. All this is in something that if you sow it, the seed decomposes. So you're not having from the original isra anything. Aval bedavar she'ein zari kola, filu gidule gidule masoin. If it's something that the seed does not come to decompose, then even if it grows and grows from something else, it'll be osur as well.